Hi, everybody. I'm Jim, and I'm here with Stella and Catherine. Stella, I understand that you're some sort of immortal being born before time, but I also know that you've been hanging out at Maker Expo for a little while. How old are you, Stella?
7.
All right. What kind of cool stuff have you seen here at Maker Expo?
I saw how to make those felt balls.
Ooh.
And I went outside and I saw those rockets.
Oh, yeah.
And I saw my two counselors that when I was at Maker Camp, mm-hmm. I saw my two counselors, Agnes and Jen. So, yeah.
Yep, they're hanging about being super cool. How about you, Catherine? Have you seen anything incredible today?
I've seen only incredible things today. This is just a great happening and community of really cool people with different thoughts and trying to make cool things happen for the general public. It's a great, great event.
Mm-hmm. So, what are you makers? I mean, we're all makers. We all make something. You went to Maker Camp, Stella. What did you make there? What kinds of things have you built?
Hand molding.
Ooh.
I did sewing, needle mm-hmm. felting, and I also did. We made games out of cardboard.
Oh. I understand there's a cardboard kingdom here. Have you guys been to it yet?
Yeah, we saw that too. That was super impressive.
That was so cool.
That was mind-blowing.
I love that.
Yeah.
Now, going forward, I mean, given that you're going to have a long life as a maker, what do you want to make?
What I really want to make?
Anything in the world.
Maybe a house that people can actually live in.
Nice. That is an involved project.
That could take a long time. Luckily, you know the right people to help you out with that.
Ooh.
I know.
Yeah. Got Agnes on board. I'm sure she'd be into building a house.
Out of cardboard, but
yeah.
Cardboard's a start. How about you, Catherine? I have not forgotten that you're there.
Yeah, no. I mean, I'm just in total awe of everything happening here. And I think, like, the robotics were particularly cool. I would love to figure out how robotics work and, you know, some of the soldering stuff was pretty neat. So, I don't know. I need to open my mind. I'm a practical person. I like mm-hmm. working with my hands. I like being crafty, but I haven't really focused on anything yet. So,
well,
maybe it's the time to discover.
I mean, given unlimited time, talent, and treasure.
Yeah.
And real life, like I said, has a way of getting in the way.
It totally has a way of getting in the way. But, I mean, I think the thing is to tinker around in different things, mm-hmm. and that's what I need to start doing. I want to check out Quartz Lab, and I want to check out some of these other camps. Maybe there are some camps for adults where you can just start tinkering around and then discover what it is you want to do and what you're good at and what is going to really get you excited in your free time.
Oh, she's right.
Pardon me?
I said she's right.
Yeah.
I can cut just that piece of the recording so you can play it back as many times as you want. Hey, thank you very much for joining me.
Yeah, thanks for being here. Thanks to Darren White, my good buddy, who helps make this happen. I'm really, really proud of everything he does and all these cool volunteers. It's just really, a really good thing.
Everything outside.
Thanks for making this happen.
Yeah, I love the train.